So obviously the nation's unemployment rate is very high at this point. It's been lingering around the 9% mark. Right now it's at 9.1%. And then we had the depressing news on Friday that the job rate was basically a net zero number of jobs created for the month of August. We're awaiting President Obama's ideas on how to fix that problem. He's going to present his jobs plan to Congress on Thursday, but our next guest has a suggestion as well. Ron Avent is the economics correspondent at The Economist. And Ryan, your idea is that we need to pack more people into our urban areas. Is that correct?
That's basically it. Yeah, I think that if you look at the way the economy has performed, not just in the last couple years, but really over the last decade or so, the strongest and you know highest quality growth has occurred in our dense metropolitan areas, and that's places like Boston, New York, and San Francisco. And I think that one of the problems the economy has had is making sure that those cities are accessible to middle class households who can't afford the cost of housing there.
All right, but we're going to talk a little bit about the class warfare, I guess, in some of these urban areas. But first, this goes against conventional wisdom to a certain extent, Ryan, because many people are stuck in places where they say there's so many people living there, the competition for every job is extremely high, and so they move to places where there's perhaps fewer people, where instead of competing against 25 people for one job, they're competing against five.
Sure. I mean, it seems a little bit counterintuitive, especially right now when there are so many people out of work. But I think that when you look at growth over the long term, the main thing that really drives it is innovation and entrepreneurship. And we see those things at higher levels in places where there are a lot of workers crowded together. That's, cities tend to be places for communicating ideas. There are social networks there that help people develop ideas and also help people find jobs. And so I think that if we focus more attention on making sure that our cities were healthy, that might actually make it easier for people to start new companies, and those companies obviously would hire others, and then also find skilled workers to match to the new jobs being created.
We're speaking with Ryan Avent, who's economics correspondent for The Economist. So, Ryan, explain to me, you also say that the middle class ends up getting pushed out of these dense areas. I mean, are you just talking about, I mean, certainly in San Francisco, you can't live in some of those prime loft apartments unless you're making a great deal of money. Is that what you're talking about?
That's basically it, yeah. I mean, when you talk about a place like San Francisco or a place like New York, if you look at the average salary, it's much higher than the national average. But the problem is housing costs are even higher than that, and housing costs have been rising faster than wages have been rising. And if you're looking to buy a three- or four-bedroom home, if you're a family of four, a place like Houston or Atlanta, where housing costs maybe a third or a fourth of what you're going to pay in Silicon Valley, it's a no-brainer, despite the fact that the jobs there don't pay quite as much, that they're not quite as productive. And so when you see this shift of people moving from high-cost areas to low-cost areas, you know, it makes sense for them, but aggregated over the whole of the economy, it contributes to a slower growth in good jobs, slower growth in the economy.
We're speaking with Ryan Avent, who writes for The Economist, and his idea is that we can help to solve our economic problems, and especially unemployment, by packing people into our cities. I mean, it makes sense to a certain extent, Ryan. We've talked a lot about urban planning and the fact that these large infrastructures where they're building highways so people can commute from way far out away from a city, you know, obviously, to a certain extent, that's unsustainable. But maybe perhaps there's also an economy of social structure here that people can all use the exact same jobs office downtown in San Francisco without building 18 jobs offices through all the suburbs.
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of efficiencies that you have in a downtown area. I mean, when you have more people in a smaller area, you find yourself using less energy. If you look at a place like New York City, the carbon emissions of the average New Yorker are just one-third that of the national average. And people who live in places like Houston end up using a lot more energy, emitting a lot more carbon than the rest of us. And that doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that the place they've chosen to live, because it's less dense, tends to be a little dirtier. So I think that not just in terms of the economies, but also in terms of the environment, these denser cities have some efficiencies that would be good for the economy to realize.
We're speaking with Ryan Avent, economics correspondent for The Economist. But Ryan, let me push back just a little bit and say, you know, there's people who are desperate for work. I mean, I would imagine if there are all these jobs in these urban areas, they would be going there.
Well, if they could afford to, they would. I think that's, you know, one of the problems is that these places are unaffordable and it's difficult for people to move there. And so you find people moving to places like Houston. And admittedly, Texas has done a good job creating jobs during the recession. A lot of that, I think, has to do with the fact that they've been so willing to build and over the past 10 years. And that's attracted people for construction, for new jobs in government, healthcare, and education sectors. And so I think one lesson that the dense cities can learn is that when they make it difficult for people to stay there, they drive people away. That's going to hurt their economy in the short term as well as in the long term.
Well, but wait a second. That sounds contradictory. Texas is willing to build. I thought we were talking about not spreading out beyond the cities and just using the urban environments themselves.
Well, I mean, what you're seeing there, I think, is that you have a place like Houston, which famously lacks zoning rules, and that allows them to build a lot of new housing. The thing is, when that housing is cheap and attracts people from elsewhere, they're moving to a place where wages are lower. And so essentially what I'm arguing is that as strong as the economy is in Houston, it's not necessarily in the sectors, tech sectors, export-oriented sectors that we'd like to see long-term growth take place in. And so when you have a place like San Francisco that's not willing to build and you have people flooding away from those high-value export-oriented sectors, that's going to hurt the economy in the long run.
Ryan Avent is the economics correspondent for The Economist. Ryan, this is not something that could come from the middle class. They can't just move and have the jobs come to them. I mean, if they can't afford the housing, who's supposed to start this movement?
No, the middle class is making the best decisions they can for themselves. And really what's going to have to happen is in these fast-growth cities, we're going to need to see greater willingness to build, and maybe the government can encourage that growth by building infrastructure that's going to support higher levels of density.
Ryan Avent is the economics correspondent for The Economist. He's talking about perhaps population density being one of the things that affects unemployment. He thinks that a more dense population, especially in urban environments, means better jobs and more growth for everyone. What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And what ideas do you have about how to fix the unemployment rate here? Let us know. You can also post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Ryan Avent, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.